ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question. And this question is related to one of the surahs, one of the chapters of the Holy Quran. As you know, one of the chapters of the Holy Quran is the chapter which is known as Surah An-Nas, which is often roughly translated as the men. This is the last surah of the Holy Quran, and in this surah, God Almighty asks the Prophet and indirectly asks us to seek refuge in himself from the whisperings, from the insinuations, from the temptations of the devil. And in the beginning of the surah, God Almighty, he mentions this three times in three different ways, right? See, in other words, he mentions himself and asks us to take refuge in him, but he refers to himself in three different ways. He refers to himself as Rabbin Nas, the Lord of men, Malikin Nas, the king of men, or the ruler or sovereign over men, and Ilahin Nas, the God of men, or the object of worship of men. So the question we want to ask today is, why is it that God Almighty has mentioned or referred to himself or alluded to himself by means of these three distinct and different divine names? In general, we can say that, by way of introduction, that everything, every word in the Quran, every letter in the Quran, every phrase that the Quran uses, it alludes to a certain meaning, right? A lot of times we casually, you know, read the Quran and just glance at the verses of the Holy Quran without taking a note of the distinctions between some of the verses which seem to be the same and similar and, you know, repetitions of one another. Whereas in reality, this is not the fact. This is something that's been discussed in the science of eloquence or the science of balaghat, and also in some of the Quranic commentaries which kind of focus on distinguishing between these seemingly repetitive verses. But this is just something that we'd like to mention here in general terms. Right. So having said that, we can say that when God Almighty refers to himself with a certain attribute, with a certain sifat, it definitely alludes to a certain point. And actually, we might say that the sifat or the attribute that God is referring to himself with, it serves as the reason for the ruling that's preceded it, right? So we can illustrate it by the verse in question, and this is also an answer to the question. So when God Almighty says, "Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas," I say, I seek refuge in the Lord of men, right? It's also referring to the reason why we should seek refuge in God. Because he is the Lord of men, meaning because God Almighty is the Lord of men. When we say Lord, meaning he is the being that sustains men, takes care of men, takes care of human beings, and takes care of their needs, right? This is the reason why we should seek refuge in him, right? We shouldn't seek refuge in a person who has nothing to do with us, who doesn't sustain us, who doesn't take care of us, whose function and whose responsibility is not our well-being, right? Rather, we should seek refuge in the person and in the being whose function it is to take care of us and to nurture us. Right? Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the first three verses of Surah Nas and its meaning. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.